Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You like this song, Hugh?
No, not at all.
Huh?
No, I don't.
No? I never know what I'm getting from Hugh when I ask if he likes the song.
Who is this anyway?
I
don't like the intro.
Oh, but
I
you like
the song.
That's what I thought. I thought you'd like the song.
Yeah, I don't like the intro.
Okay.
That intro is a little bit too
dragged
out.
I'm glad we let it roll then so he could give his take on it.
Dragged out. It's like 10 seconds.
I know. I mean,
you know what? But I guess I've never heard the intro like that. I guess I never heard the lengthy intro. The intro is terrible.
Well, you got to build up to something, you know?
Not all the time. I mean, I guess you do. You got to work the turntables and stuff. Wiki.
Excuse me?
Yeah, all right. 215-592-9494.
You slow down today, man?
Work them turntables.
We're going to have you putting the fries in the bag by 2 o'clock.
Put the fries in the bag.
All right, we'll get back to your phone calls here. But first, before we do that, and we have CombiCon to give away, your take on all this, our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. A little surprised at the results here. I expected a lot more heads in the sand with this one. Are you concerned that the Eagles drama could derail the season? Hugh, where do you think the votes are on this? Yes or no?
60-40.
I thought it'd be in the 60-40, maybe even 70-30 no range. 55% no. 44.5% though, yes. That's a decent amount of people that have some concern here over this whole thing. More than I thought it would be. One guy that obviously doesn't, or at least he's saying that and trying to hopefully believe it and lead the charge of that, is Eagles left tackle Jordan Mailata. Here he was yesterday on the afternoon show with a different spin on the drama around the team.
Yeah, all that noise is again, great for us because we just bundle together and stay close and tighten it. But the team morale is great. We're all trying to stick together. We are sticking together, and we're trying to find ways to keep improving and keep executing at a high rate. And execute that game plan that we install during the week so we can help contribute to the wins.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know what I hear when I hear him talk? Just like tunnel vision, right? Like he's trying to keep his mind on, they've got a game Sunday against the Cowboys, trying to avoid all this. I mean, the part for me that is like the craziest of all this is some of this is coming from within the organization, mm-hmm. right? If it was just conjecture, if we were concerned about the team, the offense, the quarterback, that's different. You know, I mean, the first thing we heard this week was Derek Gunn talking about people within the organization are concerned. Like that's the weirdest part of all this, because you would think they'd want calm, right? They wouldn't want drama, but obviously at least a decent amount of people down there, Hugh, are welcoming the drama. They're creating it.
Yeah, it feels like it's getting to a boiling point, but I don't think it's there. I think that they just want some things to change. Team is 8-2, man. See, this is why it's hard for me to wrap my head around. I've heard the same things that everybody else has heard, but he's winning. If it's Jalen, I don't think it's all Jalen. Let me say that too. I don't think it's all Jalen.
But someone there seems to think Jalen is a big part of it.
I think that they feel, if they feel that part of it could be a lot better if he would just change some of the things that he's doing. That's what it kind of feels like. It feels like they feel that, hey, you know, we're banging our head up against this wall and it's not working out for us, but it would be a little bit better and people would feel a little bit better is if he lets the ball go. You know, I think that's what the root of it is. And I think some people handle it better than others. I don't think AJ's handled it the way that you would like it to be handled. Mm-hmm. But I think that there is some genuine frustration down there.
I'm also struck by how, and it's actually frustrating for me, that nobody there has come out very strongly in defense of Jalen Hurts this week. I'm disappointed. I mean, the strongest...
So you're reading into what's not being said.
Yeah. Why can't a player stand up this week? And there's been multiple opportunities. I mean...
Say, that's my quarterback.
That's my quarterback.
Back up off my guy.
Whoever's saying this from within our organization, stop. We're trying to win football games. This is not fair to him. He's our guy. We win with him. Like, why is Ike Reese and Dan Orlovsky the strongest defenders of Jalen Hurts and not someone within the locker room or a coach or anybody? Or even if you want to do it the way the first stuff came out anonymously, it could go anonymously. Someone could leak to a reporter here locally, hey, Jalen's our guy. Whoever's saying that is wrong. Why isn't that happening? Like, they sent him to the podium yesterday to swim in the deep end by himself. Thank goodness he could swim. I mean, like, there's nobody here defending him. All I'm hearing is, yeah, I don't know where that's coming from. Okay, I didn't say it. Okay.
But you know why.
Well, but
I mean, you know why.
But if there's a fire, even if you didn't start it, you could put it out.
Yeah, you could.
You don't have to say, I didn't start that fire.
A lot of that, like, listen, even though he doesn't have a mustache and, you know, he's a little suspect. You know, you're never supposed to trust nobody with facial hair. D-Gunn is a good dude. Like, and I haven't seen him in a while. And that's why when somebody comes at him, you know, I'll defend him because I know the person. Mm. You know what I mean? And I feel comfortable, and I don't feel like I'm going out on a limb by saying some of the things that I say about him.
Right.
Now, on the flip side of that, the fact that you brought it up tells you everything that you do. You know the answers. You just don't want to say it. It's like nobody really rocks with Jalen like that. Recklessly speculating that.
Oh, you threw it in there.
Recklessly speculating. Because it is. Man, listen. There's been times that I've gotten in trouble for something that somebody says about you or Kyle on Twitter.
Mm.
And because I would defend both of you guys because I work with you every day. And there's been times where people say, oh, I know you can't stand Kyle, or, you know, you can't stand. Like, and I'm like, no, it's not like that. No, I mean, what? We've seen them. We've seen those. And it's like, no, it's not like that. Because some people don't understand the show's dynamic. We can yell and scream at each other all day long and we can disagree. But at the end of the day, we're friends because we work together and we have a great working relationship.
So you're saying you do that because what's being said is not true and you want to put it out.
Yes.
Yes. And they're
but
not.
That's what most people do.
Well, I know, but why can't the Eagles do that?
Because some of it must be true. But the bottom line is this, and this is where it gets muddy for a lot of people. They're winning football games. Everybody doesn't have to like everybody. I remember when I first got to Philadelphia, didn't like Bobby Taylor a whole lot for whatever reason. We didn't get along, but on Sunday, we got along great. And as we grew, and as we grew as a unit, that shifted. It shifts. And now, you know, one of my best, like, family members, like that's what it is. And it could be that way. But when you have somebody that's by themselves or as an individual, it's hard to back that person.
Yeah, it's just notable to me.
And then think about it like this. Jordan Mailata last year. Like, just think about the shift, people. Jordan Mailata last year when Jalen won the Super Bowl, he sang his praises after the game. And for him to sit there, like, this is where you have to be a little bit, you know, you got to read the room. he sat there, and he works with Jalen, right? He works with Jalen every day. He knows about D-Gun, and he knows how reputable D-Gun is. And you know what he says? And he sees Jalen every day. You know what he says? Well, D-Gun's a respected reporter. You know, I don't know who in the building said that.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, if he's hearing it, like he didn't dispute it. This is where you got to listen to what's being said. He didn't dispute it. And he didn't say, you know, he was just like, hey, well, you know, yeah. He didn't say nothing. He was just like,
well,
oh,
but I could even go for like a, I don't know where that's coming from. All I know is I don't feel that way. Like somebody, the Eagles can change. The Eagles have created this conversation. They could change the conversation. I mean, all this stuff is coming out from the Eagles, whether it be AJ Brown's Twitch or AJ at his locker or his Twitter or now this stuff, which we're hearing through people.
Can I be allowed to recklessly speculate?
Because at this point, that's the name of the show.
No, I'm saying
just
because
go.
There are some correlations. Like, think about it like this. You got Bo Nix, right,
mm-hmm.
who is starting to come into his own.
Second-year player, yep.
And his teammates are going to bat for him.
And I think before you go on, I think there's some similarities. Now, Jalen's more accomplished, but like the defense is kind of carrying that team,
yeah.
right? Like, and he's up
but
and
he's
down.
But he's one of the guys, right?
Yep.
You know why Bo Jackson getting all, I mean, Bo Jackson.
Bo Nix. He's certainly not Bo Jackson.
Bo Nix getting all that love. He ain't got paid yet. He ain't got that bread.
I think you're right.
So, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Recklessly speculate. When them quarterbacks get paid, man, they get brand new.
That was the Russell Wilson thing.
They move in different circles, man. They rubbing shoulders with MJ. They doing, you know, Nike releases and stuff. They got commercials. Like, it's a different atmosphere. I would venture to say, I wonder how, since Brock Purdy got paid, his teammates feel about him. I bet he act brand new. It's that position, man. And, you know, as defensive players, we know it. Because we already don't get the respect that we feel we deserve, especially when, you know, you talk about a team that's carrying the team like it is. The defense is carrying the squad.
Mm-hmm.
But the quarterback gets all the accolades. So that's what it is. Like, that's why you have to be cool with them until they get paid.
Because
when they get paid, they get brand new. Like a brand new pair of Jordans. They get shiny on you.
215.
You're just saying.
592-9494. All right, let's go to Mark in Jersey. What's up, Mark?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Mark.
I tell you right now, this is really much to do about nothing. Mm-hmm. This is a classic example of a reporter a little bit upset that somebody beat him to his little story. All right? So D-Gun says,
who upset?
A little bit bigger than what it is. I mean, you could hear it in his voice. Listen to his explanation. Sounded like Professor Klump. He's like, oh, I had this on my desk for a little while, and Diana Rossini, she beat me to it, and, you know. So it's basically a Super Bowl winning quarterback who's been the quarterback for 4 or 5 years calls a couple audibles. And so what? He's entitled to do that.
But Mark, you think all of this is about a couple audibles? Like this noise is over a couple audibles, Mark?
I mean,
Mark?
There's more. Well, there's okay. more, but we shouldn't be talking about it.
Why not?
We should not be talking about it.
Why not? Tell me why we shouldn't talk about it.
Talking about an 8-2 team.
Mark, can I ask you a question?
Quarterback.
Why are you here? Like, seriously.
I mean,
Mark, I'm gonna ask you a question. Why are you here? Why are you listening to this station right now?
No, Mark called in because he wants to talk about it on Cowboys Week.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you here?
Definitely.
Well, because I support the Eagles, and I think this
But Mark,
is
it's Cowboys Week. Why are you calling in to talk about it? It's
because
Cowboys Week. Mark,
three
to
zero.
See, this is where, like, Mark, listen, you can believe.
Nonsense.
Listen, Mark, can I finish? Because you came in here and you spoke your piece. But here's the problem that I have. Why is it so easy for you as an Eagles fan? You see, we've given you all these examples to immediately go to try to disparage D-Gun in this story when we've given you examples of other people not doing this, that, or the third. Why is it so easy for you to come on in and just say he's lying?
I didn't say he's lying.
No, but you're kind of alluding to the fact that he was like Diana Rossini took his thunder,
yeah.
and now
yes,
he wants to talk
absolutely.
About the story.
Mark, may I ask you a question? So you're saying he won't. Mark, let me ask you this question because they're 8-2, Super Bowl winning quarterback. It's Cowboys week, right? So, Mark, why instead of asking why everyone's talking about it, why did someone or some people within the Eagles Go tell Diana what they told him. Go tell D-Gun what they told him. That's the question, Mark, that you need to be asking. Not why are we... No, hold on. Let me finish.
Let me finish.
Not why are we talking about it. Why did they do that? Because the Eagles have created all of this drama. Oh, they did it.
You know why?
Why?
You know why? Because earlier on, Jalen Hurts said, the offense is going to look the way I want it to look. And people got a problem with that.
What people?
Apparently some people in the building say, hey, this sounds like
you almost workshopped it, but he almost got there. He just who is you people? You almost had it.
The people in the building that run the show don't like the fact that the leader of the team is taking a little bit more steps further to be a leader and run the show. They don't like the inmates running the asylum.
You might, Mark, you might be right, but you know what happens in sports when the people in
charge. With that.
Hold on, but you might be right. But in sports, when the people in charge don't like what the people underneath, the players, are doing, you know what happens, right, Mark?
When they lose, yeah.
They get
Not
rid of they get rid of the play, Mark. But
Mark, when they win, sure. Winning cures everything.
Sure, it does. And guess what?
But there, to have so
there
far.
Is a there's yeah. a very thin line between winning and it's like and not being a champion.
We act as if
they've won the last six Super Bowls. Like two seasons. You're moving the goalposts. Two seasons ago, they collapsed.
Wow.
2 years ago, they collapsed. Like, we're acting as if nothing ever bad could happen. Last year, they got through it and they won the Super Bowl. Literally two seasons ago, they were in this exact same spot and fell and threw up on themselves for the last month.
Well, there are reasons for that. And we still don't know. We still don't know.
Sure.
But there was definitely a reason. It sounds similar. So why would you do it again? Why would you
ask them, Mark?
That's what I'm saying. They're wrong. They're 100% wrong for this. Let the guy cook. Let the guy be conservative. Let's win ball games. Why are we talking about? Look, if you lose, you get fired anyway. Whether you're a mailman, whether you're a police officer, if you lose, you. So
what
yeah,
do mailmen lose.
If things
the mail.
Don't
they
work
lose
out,
your mail.
And they
lose the
start,
mail. Can't lose
the you know what I'm saying? Like it's your job. If you don't produce,
yeah,
you get fired.
Of course,
this is a production league, a production base. So
well,
we're winning.
But Mark, you're saying it, but you're missing it. Quarterbacks and coaches get to stick around if you win. Wide receivers, it's about production. Then they keep
so
receivers around for wins. Are we assigning wins to wide receivers?
So a receiver is going to sabotage the whole thing because he didn't get as many catches. Are you kidding me? On a 48-man football team?
How old are you? Do you remember the receiver that was here 20 years ago that sabotaged it? Like, you're acting as if this never happens.
And guess what? We didn't win the Super Bowl.
AJ Brown told us he doesn't care about the Super Bowl. He told you in plain English.
Well, then you know what? Maybe AJ needs to step away then. Yeah. You know? Why is he allowed to sabotage the season? Why?
Mark, that's a great question. I don't know. Mark, what is your... I don't have the answer for that, man.
He's not allowed.
He shouldn't
be
allowed.
The owner came downstairs, bro.
Unbelievable.
Listen, Mark, this is the part that you're missing. The owner came downstairs with all the stuff that you just said and told him he didn't have to apologize. Why do you think he told him that?
Because let's be real.
We're trying.
Wait a minute, Mark, before you be real, answer the question that I just asked you.
You know why? Because he knows AJ's not right. Something's
real.
Wrong with him.
So
we
instead
know
of him saying AJ ain't right, he said, hey, no need to apologize.
We know something's wrong with him. It's been documented something's wrong with him. So he's not going to ruffle his feathers.
Okay.
But you know, I don't like the fact that it's selective when he uses it. It's kind of weird.
What is selective? Like, explain to me what you feel is selective.
His mental health issues. It never comes up until he gets out of control and gets upset.
All right. Well, now we're going overboard a little bit here, Mark.
Because it's not really fair for us to.
Yeah, that's
that's why I tried to tiptoe.
Well, but Mark, if this was just the quarterback and receiver, it's a different story. There's other people are similar on that side of it. Which
I guess.
Yeah, you can guess. I mean, okay. All right, Mark, what do you got for us? A notable breakup. What do you got?
A notable Martin and Gina.
Martin and Gina.
Talking about from Martin, the show Martin.
Yes. I used to watch Martin.
You did?
I did watch Martin.
I didn't even know what it was until you guys brought it to my attention.
I feel like Martin has come up before in the show.
No, that we had a whole thing about how I had no idea what it was.
It was a 90s sitcom. Probably a little bit before your time. It was a funny show. All right, let's grab Juice at South Philly. What's up, Juice?
Juice! What's up? Joe.
Juice.
So listen, buddy, let me tell you something real quick. Let me tell you this little story real quick, okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that the Eagles, well, hypothetically, I believe the Eagles and the division's over. So I'm going to declare it.
Well,
I don't know. The first week in November. And then I'm going to come on the radio 2 weeks later and say, oh, if we don't win this week, I think the season might be in trouble.
He's talking about you.
How does that work?
Well, it's very simple. I mean, like, we can reason two separate things at the same time. The Eagles could literally not show up for the next 3 weeks, and they're going to win the division. But that's not what I'm talking about. We're talking about winning the
Super Bowl. Hold on. If they didn't show up
the goals are different now, Juice.
You asked a question. I'm trying to answer. The division has been over for a while. The goal is to win the Super Bowl. I'm concerned this drama is going to prevent them from winning the Super Bowl, not the NFC East with three clown teams. That's not the goal.
Clown teams are strong. That was a strong team.
You don't see the difference between those two things?
You better not lose one of those clowns.
Not the way Joe talks.
All right, let me ask you this question.
Yeah, but do you see the difference between the two things? Like, hey, the division is over. Hey, I'm worried this could prevent them from winning the Super Bowl again. Those are totally different things.
Totally.
No, absolutely not. So here's how they're not. One is predicated on the other. They need to win football games to win the division, correct?
The division's over.
All right, so listen. Let's just say, hypothetically, they lose to Dallas. We have a two-game lead with
divisions,
six games left.
Division's still over.
If we lose three in a row, like you said, Dallas is right on our heels.
Dallas's next two games are against the Chiefs and the Lions. They're done. They're not winning the division.
All right, that's neither here nor there.
It is part of the story. It's part of it. Yeah.
All right, here's why I call. Right, Hugh, you said something as soon as I got in the car, and I was like, I've been saying that for weeks. When you're boys with somebody, and that's your homie, and that's your ride or die, your guy, something has to happen for you to not mess with him no more. Something. It's not just over football, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying something has to happen between you and him, and if that's your guy, it's either family, which will include wives, girlfriends, kids, you know, family, or money. AJ and Jalen, and again, I'm recklessly speculating, in my opinion, wouldn't have the rift that they have if it wasn't, let's say, personal and it was just football. Because just football, that talk can be had on the football field. It spans deeper than that. And this is eerily reminiscent to me of 2023, right? The year we were 11-1 and collapsed.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're concerned like I am, Juice.
A little bit.
So I am definitely concerned like you are. But here's what I'm saying. I feel like it was the same exact thing, but it was on the defensive side of the football, and we were not able to corral that. And this team is definitely good enough to win a Super Bowl. Broj had made a really good point last night on this show. And he was saying how, whether we like it or not, maybe Nick and Jalen are correct in the fact that they're so cautious about turning the ball over. They want to win that turnover
battle.
At all costs, no matter what. And they do that, and we win. And like, they're 40-2 or something like that in the last 42 games win the turnover.
I think their theory is correct that it does lead to wins. It's also it strikes me as a little bit, you know, you need other things to go your way for it to work. I mean, you need a great defense. Otherwise, Juice, you know what every team would do? Not throw the ball. Play keep away. Like, if it was as simple as turnover battle, every team would play super conservative, but every team can't win every game, right? You know, like, you have to have certain things on your side for the theory to work.
Understood.
Yeah.
But you also have to have the pieces to do such.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it has worked for them. But obviously, some people don't like it. Like, they might like it, but some within the own team don't like it. All right, what do you got for us, Juice? A notable breakup.
All right, so I sat here and debated quite a few of them, but I think this is a pretty big one. What about the Beatles?
Did they break up?
Well, yeah, of course they did. Here, that's it's a huge one. Now it's from.
How would you not know that?
No, see, I didn't. I think because Yoko, I remember. They blame Yoko.
Yeah, Juice, good phone call. All right, the Beatles, that's a big one. Will anyone take down Hugh and the Mini Glizzies for the famous breakup? 215-592-94.
No, you know what's funny? Who was that? Who was it? John Lennon, right?
John Lennon.
That was Yoko. Mm-hmm. I watched a documentary last night mm-hmm. about how, like, you probably don't remember this group. It was called Devo.
Okay.
They were from Akron, Ohio. How they kind of, took some of his riffs from his song, and he was upset about it. He was kind of yelling at the lead singer one time.
So he was part of the documentary, or they just kind of referenced
it? They were talking
it?
About how, you know, I forgot the name of the first song that they did, but it was a chant that they had that was similar, eerily similar to one of his songs.
The Beatles? You're saying the Beatles took this from him?
No, opposite. Devo took it from the Beatles.
From some stuff from the Beatles.
Yeah.
And John kind of checked him about it.
Oh.
Yeah. It was funny.
215-592-9494. We'll continue the phone lines with this and your notable breakups. Plus, Jason Kelce this morning gave his take on all the drama and shared a story we hadn't heard before with a similar situation he experienced during his career. You're going to hear this next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wait a minute, I got a Jack Daniels
sure
read.
Sure do. Mm-hmm.
By now, you heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniels Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry. Softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your tailgate this season. Jack Daniels Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a couple of bottles so you can make your very own Jack Daniels Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, always tailgate responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.